This is a Black Heritage in the Upper Piedmont interview. I am Yolanda Harrell, and I'm interviewing Mrs. Clotel Brown in Pendleton on June 27, 1990. Mrs. Brown, yesterday we were talking about how older people warned you about white people, and how they, and I think I was going to ask you how, if you were taught to be careful around white people, and you were telling me about your mother taught you, or she was your big teacher about most things in life. Is that true?
Yeah, see, my mother raised up without a mother. See, she, her grandmother raised her.
Your mother was raised by her grandmother?
Yes, ma'am.
And was there anything particular about her raising? Were they real,
I ain't never heard her say anything, nothing about it.
Oh, you did?
My mother, I know one thing, she raised a good woman. My mother was a good woman.
That's what I was, I thought, you know, we, when we were talking, I wanted you to tell me a little bit more about that. She raised you, you would say she raised you to know your values and know how to act and behave and take care of yourself, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, ma'am. That's what I thought you implied yesterday when we were finishing, that your mother really did all those things. You mentioned something that you wanted to tell me about your father and Oxen, how he had...
Oh, I see. His beginning of after he married.
Uh-huh.
You see, my father, he bought a pair of oxen.
Yes, ma'am.
And that's what he used to work the farm and everything with. He used to drive a 5 mile from down here, this place right here where I'm living now, to down here New Light to work every day. And he would start 4 days in the morning before he walked so slow.
Oh, so he would have to stop 4 a.m. because the oxen were very slow.
He went to farm down there. And that's where he got acquainted with my dad-in-law when I married into the family.
Oh, I see. That's how you got to meet that family. He met that family.
Yes, ma'am.
And where was this? What was the name of this place?
The family?
Yeah, name of the place that he went to.
Oh, New Light.
New Light?
New Light, yes, ma'am.
Okay, and that's where he went.
He went to New Light to watch him 5 miles every day.
Ooh, 5 miles. And this was just one pair of oxen. And how long did you tell me he had those oxen?
Well, I know at least he had mostly changing on them and they got more oxen.
More.
But he took it up. He used the oxen for farming. Mm-hmm. So I knew at least 6 years.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Was he one of the few around here who had oxen?
Oh, yeah.
He was one of the first in the...
Yeah. He's the second person that bought a field. I guess Bob Johnson was the first, and my daddy was the second bought a place on this side of town creek.
Oh, I see. So he was the second one to buy on this side of town.
Ma'am.
And have the oxen. Was he the first one to have the oxen?
Yes, ma'am.
He was. Okay.
Yeah, Bob Johnson had oxen. All the colored folks had oxen.
Oh, they did?
Yes,
uh-huh.
Ma'am.
This is a big thing for them to have.
The Thompson, I said, they had them too.
They did too. Uh-huh. So the oxen were strong workers, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
Good pullers?
Yes, ma'am. And so they took it out. After he got up able, he bought a mule, you see.
Oh, and then he bought a mule.
He bought a mule. And he bought him a horse for him to ride back and forth to get his mail.
So he had oxen, and then a mule, and then a horse to get his mail. Mm-hmm. That's real interesting. I'm glad you told me that, you know, that you remembered that you wanted to tell me that. When you were little, do you remember about any lynchings when you were growing up? Anybody being lynched?
Lynched.
You know, hanged?
I heard two of it, but I never did see none of it.
You didn't see one, you just heard.
I hear my grandparents talk about it.
You did?
Yes,
did they talk about any particular person?
No.
No? Just in general? Just about it?
Just talk about what the folks would do for you if you don't get out of your bed.
Oh, if you got out of your, if someone that was colored got out of their place and the white folks would lynch them?
Yes.
Oh. Is that what they would usually say, what caused it? Is that what they would say caused most lynchings?
Well, it didn't happen around here. I heard my granddad talk about it. He was down in the mountains for years.
Oh, mostly in the mountains?
Yes, he come from here. He left there and come from down here to my daughter's state.
He thought it was better down here than up there. Were they harder on black folk up there?
See, hard on everybody.
Oh, hard on everyone in general, period. I see. When you were small, do you remember how black people were treated by the law? Were they treated by the law any differently than whites?
Well, when I place I know. Y'all treat right, y'all would have done right.
If you did right, you were treated right. Mm-hmm. Is that the way you feel?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I didn't know, because some people didn't think they were treated right by the law.
I know plenty of them, they know they're treated right, but see, I don't have to think that.
Yeah, you didn't have any problems.
No.
Yes, ma'am. How did married couples in your family treat each other? Was in your parents' case, was one person the boss, or were the relationships equal? Was your daddy the boss or your mom?
My mother.
Your daddy was?
Who was the boss?
Yeah, who was the boss? Your father or your mother? Or were they sort
they
of
both? They both.
They both were.
My father. But if we were to go anywhere,
right,
we had to ask our mother and our father.
Yes, ma'am.
And if we went to there asking our father, he would give us a witness.
Uh-huh. So you had to ask your father and your mother.
And ask both of them to ask them. You couldn't ask one.
So, but you seemed to feel that they were equal in some way. I mean, maybe your mother ruled the house and your father did other things, was mm-hmm. boss of other things. So did they sort of share discipline then?
They didn't share. They always worked together.
They worked together.
Yeah, they always worked together.
Well, that's a good way to be.
Yeah.
How about you and your husband when you were first married? Was the relationship equal?
We first married. Me and my husband stayed together 63 years before he died.
Wow. 63. Was your relationship equal like that, or was one the boss?
Most of our kinfolks are right around here.
They are, uh-huh. But when you
at that time, but now they done died up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you told me. And you were saying, though, when you and your husband were married, those 63 years, was your husband the boss, or were you, did you both?
Both of you.
One of
us said, he always did that, one of he told me, I always did that.
Right. And you did things together?
We done what each
other said. Right.
Yes. Both of us are boys.
Right. And you sort of shared together,
yes,
right?
Ma'am.
Very good. It's a good relationship to have. Do you remember any of your older relatives ever talking about black women who had relationships with men? Or did you know of
I
any?
I don't know about that.
You don't know about that. Okay. Did black people treat, you all treat mulattoes any different? You know, people of lighter color, were they treated any differently?
Different, and they
went to
color.
Yeah. Were people treated differently who were different shades of color?
Well, I tell you, all I worked for most of them was good people.
Mm-hmm.
I worked for a lady right down here for 7 years. My mother couldn't be no better than she was.
This is a white woman.
Yes, ma'am. I took care of her children, her whole family, cooked and done everything for her. When she came, she had no food but to eat.
Uh-huh.
On the bed.
But she was real good to you, then.
Oh, yeah, she was good to me. Which all of them was good to me, now, but...
Right. Everybody you worked for.
I stayed at my place.
Yes, uh-huh.
And I don't know how far to go with anybody.
You knew just how far to go.
That's
and what
right.
to say and what to do.
That's right.
I see.
Some people get caught, get acquainted when first get used to them.
Right.
They just, you know, take it all in one, but I don't do that.
Right. Were you ever aware of any people who passed for white? People who pretended to be white? Did you know of any people like that?
Oh, yeah. I
didn't
know my kinfolks were that way.
Oh.
But I ain't that way.
Uh-huh.
And that was years. I guess she's about 40, 50 years older than I
am. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
There was one kinfolk, one person like that, that particularly did that. Half white.
Yes.
Huh. Did you know of any Indians or people with Indian blood when you were growing up? Were there any Indians around? Okay. When you were little, how often would you go to Greenville or Anderson? Did you go there very much?
We went to Pendleton.
You went to Pendleton?
Yes, ma'am. We go to Anderson twice a year. We go to the fair and then we go down there to show or something like that.
To a show or to the fair?
Yes.
I was going to ask you why you went to Anderson.
Yeah, I was there. My dad carried us in a two-horse wagon, hit down and put in there for the past show of us, put our feet on.
I'm sorry, he did what for you to put your feet on?
He had a straw in there for us, put our feet on, keep us from getting cold.
Oh, uh-huh. Straw?
And they put lantern in there for us to keep warm by it. Mm-hmm. You drove a two-horse wagon and carried us to the ship.
Oh, that's nice.
Yes, ma'am.
And you went about twice a year to do that.
That's right.
And this was in Anderson.
Yes, ma'am. Yes. Not nowhere, wasn't a street nowhere, in Anderson, nowhere else, nothing but just a lamplight, all from Anderson Center.
Just lamplights, huh? Now, did you ever go to Greenville for anything?
Yes, I went to Greenville. I have people in Greenville.
Oh, you have relatives there?
Yes, ma'am.
So you went to visit them?
Yes, ma'am. I got that first cousin that night.
Uh-huh. So that's when you would go to Greenville, was to visit your relatives.
Oh, yeah. I missed them.
Uh-huh. Now, were there any jobs or better opportunities for colored people in Greenville and Anderson than there were in Seneca or Pendleton? Were there more opportunities for jobs there?
Well, I don't know about that.
You don't know because you didn't go there that much.
I didn't
go there
about no job. I went to Clemson and Terrell and down to Lay Franks.
And where?
I said I went to Clemson, Terrell, and Lay Franks.
And Lay Franks.
Yes, ma'am. I worked there 26 years.
Oh, you did? What did you do there? What kind of work?
I was a midwife.
Oh, that's right. You were the midwife all that time.
Yes, ma'am. I was a midwife with the doctor. And you were... babies and tend to children, keep the house.
Yes, ma'am. And you were midwife in Clemson as well?
Yes, ma'am.
That area, too?
Yes, ma'am.
So all this area in here, you were. Now, I have another question about Pendleton I wanted to ask you. Do you see life for colored people here in Pendleton as different from the other areas? In other words, do you, as compared to Seneca or Anderson, do you think they were treated differently, or life was better, or what? What's your feelings about that?
Like I said, the church people, mm-hmm. some of them think themselves better than they look.
Church people here in Pendleton?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, so you think some of the church people in Pendleton thought they were better than you all were? You talking about white people or black people?
And I'm talking about my own color.
Black, uh-huh.
Yeah, so call themselves they're sanctified, and they don't want this nobody but the sanctified. And I don't think that's right.
Yeah, I see. They were only for the people that they thought were good church people. And as far as people here in Pendleton and their life, do you think it was any better than people in, say, in Seneca?
In Seneca.
Yeah, in Seneca or any of the other, or Clemson? Do you think you all were any better off or worse off or what?
No.
No? About the same, you think? Okay. What kind of celebrations did you all have? Did you celebrate the 4th of July?
I used to celebrate. We used to celebrate the 4th of July. We used to celebrate all the holidays.
Uh-huh. Did you have a picnic or a parades or anything?
Well, they had a picnic, and we always go to the July, I would say.
Uh-huh. You all would bring food and stuff. Was there?
They have food to sell. They
oh, they would sell food
yes,
there.
Ma'am.
Oh, very nice. So you would mostly buy food rather than bring it.
Well, we did buy it. They just served. See, all the church people going to gallery,
oh.
See, just have a table. Then we just go in there and eat.
Oh, I see. It was like a big spread from all
that's
the
right.
churches.
That's right.
Oh, that sounds real good.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, the... was there ever a parade or anything, or any music, any bands?
Well, they had music when they had anything like concerts and church music.
Uh-huh. Did you all ever have, did you all celebrate Christmas?
Well, I used to when I was able.
But when you were a little girl at home, did you celebrate Christmas way back then?
But the parents, I don't guess I'll make, and your parents, they did. They come
out
like Santa Claus, come down the
chimney,
walk the chimney.
Oh, Santa Claus came down the
and
chimney?
And fix us with baskets and things, and we didn't know anybody.
Uh-huh.
And then fix our little Santa Claus and put it aside, and we could get next morning to get it.
And you would get presents the next
yes,
morning?
Yes, ma'am. I didn't know anybody until I was 12, 14 years old.
Oh, you always thought there was a Santa
yes,
Claus?
Ma'am. Always thought Santa Claus.
Did you have a stocking? Or
yes,
did you have a basket? I heard you say something about a basket.
Yes. We have
always
put a little sack.
Oh, a little sack?
Yes.
And what did Santa Claus bring you?
Milk. I got some, like, three or four, five sticks of milk candy. couple of oranges and some apples. And sometimes they would bring us a, I don't know what you call it, a chestnut.
Chestnuts, yes. Oh, they're good.
That's what they give us.
So you have oranges and candy and chestnuts and apples. So you have mostly fruit and that kind of thing to eat. That sounded good. And you believed in Santa Claus for a long time, huh?
I was Santa Claus by children. I used to get up marked for a long time. I told her, hey, get on my knees and ask him, don't forgive me.
Oh, why? Why did you feel he had to forgive you?
God, telling children a story.
Oh, because you felt that you told children a story when you told them about Santa Claus.
Yeah. And one of them found out and told me about it, so I said, get on my knees and pray for me.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Did you all ever give gifts to each other? Did family members give a gift to each other on Christmas?
Christmas. New Year's time, I used to go sometimes from one house to another, at Christmas time.
Right.
Yes, sir.
And that way you did more visiting and eating and having meals?
Well, yeah, sometimes they didn't give me time to visit. They always visit me.
Oh, sometimes you had so many people here.
Yes, ma'am. Always come in, bring in, and give me something.
So people would bring you presents and visit you. Oh, that sounds real nice. Did you remember having any hot suppers back then?
Yeah, I remember the hot supper, but I never did go there.
Oh, you didn't go to one?
No,
you just remember hearing
about it. I never been to a dance or nothing like that in my life.
Never went to a dance or to a hot supper? How about a cakewalk? Never did that either?
I ain't never done a thing to raise children and stay at home and tend to them.
You raised children, stayed at home, and tend to them.
That's right.
That's what you did, huh? That was your big, that was a good job.
I never
big
did
job.
My husband used to go out to these parties and things, but I never did go out.
He did.
Yes.
He went. But he didn't take you, huh?
No, I didn't want to go.
Oh, you didn't want to go. You were busy with the children.
He wanted me to go, but I wouldn't go.
Oh, he wanted you to.
I told him I wasn't going to break my race. My mother didn't raise me to that, and I wasn't going to break my race. God knows she raised me right.
She raised you not to go to those
kinds of
things. I see. Do you remember, speaking about your mother, do you remember what your mother's most prized possession was?
Oh, Lord, yeah. Could cook some of the best cake you want to eat.
Oh, cake. She was a wonderful cook, huh?
My daddy used to have a big corn shuck and have a pile of corn from here that road down there. Two-night corn shuck.
Uh-huh.
And we never did buy enough eggs to store, but rice, sugar, and flour.
Yes, ma'am.
He raised all his meat.
Right.
He never said yes, he raised it. He even had meat to sell.
He sold his meat as well.
Yeah, he sold meat, but we didn't eat.
So she was a real good cook, and he would have a two-day shucking and feed everybody?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
I had a wonderful mother and father.
That's wonderful.
I just wish they lived living today. Never see a drop of liquor, never hear him call her all night, him call her all night, in my life.
Never hear him call her a what? A liar?
No, he never heard call out her name, and she never did call out his name.
Oh, call out the name.
Yeah,
he never called out her name or she called his. In other words, they didn't speak sharply to each other. Oh, and so they were always good to each other, caring.
Yeah, they're just like sister and brother.
They were like a sister and brother to each other.
Yeah.
Now, do you remember, you said your mother was a real good baker. Do you remember something that she liked the most, something she owned that she cared for a lot, her prized possession? You know, something that she... something in the house, or her children, or whatever you think that meant a lot to her. Well, you said her baking, but I mean, do you remember anything else?
Cooking?
You think her cooking meant the most to her?
Oh, or any kind of pie she could cook.
Mm-hmm. But as far as anything, was there something that she owned or prized or cared for that she liked a lot?
I guess she cared for me about things.
Had a lot of things she liked. Okay. What about your father? Did he have a prized possession?
Same thing.
Same thing?
Yes,
care for a lot of things?
Yeah.
I didn't know that you might say that his oxen might be or something like that.
Ma'am?
Did he care a lot about his oxen, you said? But you wouldn't call that his...
He got rid of them oxen. He had horses.
Yeah.
Four or five horses. That's what he had. A lot of hogs.
So he had a lot of horses, too, and hogs. So he didn't really have a prized possession either. It was everything. Okay.
He used an awesome car. He wouldn't even buy nothing.
Pardon me?
Both them horses small, you see, and used them for, you know, wouldn't even buy no horses.
Yeah. At first he didn't have any horses. No. Couldn't buy horses. So he bought the oxen first. Okay. And when you were a child, was there an adult that you admired the most? Some older person that you admired more than anybody else?
Yeah.
Who was that?
Mamie Crawford, one of them.
Mamie Crawford?
Yeah, that was my teacher. And she just saved her mother to me.
That's right. Yeah, I think you said earlier she was like a mother to you. And that's why you admire her the most, because she was your teacher and like a mother to you. Uh-huh. And you thought a whole lot of her, I guess.
Oh, yes.
Do you remember anything?
Every Sunday, she would take me home with her and give me my daughter and carry me back to church on Sunday evening. And after then, she'd take us and send us home.
Oh.
She was just like a book.
So she would take you home every Sunday and feed you dinner, and then take you home. Huh? That's wonderful. What about someone that you liked the most? Was there someone? It could be the same person, but maybe somebody else. You said you admired her the most. She was like a mother to you. But is there someone that you liked the most?
I liked the most.
Pardon me?
You said I liked the most.
Yeah, is there somebody else that you liked?
Oh. Well, I tell you, I love everybody.
Right. So you don't have one person that you like.
No, I don't. Of course, I love my sisters and things, that I didn't anybody else. But still, I love everybody. White or color.
Right.
I didn't make no difference there.
You loved everyone,
yes,
right?
Yes, ma'am.
But you really loved your sisters a whole lot, too.
Oh, yeah.
Were you and your sisters very close? Did a lot of things together?
Ma'am.
Were your sisters and you very close and did a lot of things together?
Oh, no. My sister and myself, we lived just like we just like two sisters.
Yeah, you...
If they had it, then I had it. When I got brought up, my sister took me and went to Clemson and paid half of this house, so I'll have somebody
stay and
put my children.
Oh, she paid half?
I had 9 children in my house, and my house got burned down up there.
Your house was burned down when you had 9 children?
Yes, ma'am. There wasn't 9, but you know, foster children I took and raised.
You had foster children
as
well?
Yes, I didn't have a 5 of my own.
Right. You told me you raised about 26 children.
26 altogether.
Altogether. Yes,
dad.
Ma'am. Pardon me?
I said, I speak more than that.
More than that, probably. You didn't keep count, I bet. But your sister took care of you, helped you when your house burned down. Right. And you show how close you were because you showed your two fingers together to show how close.
Well, I stayed with my brother after the house burned down until I could get a place to stay.
Oh, I see.
I stayed out there with my brother. Lived right there in the corner.
Mm-hmm.
I stayed out there with her and her husband.
Was that a later fire?
Yeah.
Was that another fire?
That girl was here yesterday. I stayed with her mother,
yeah.
But she hadn't born.
Oh, I see.
No.
Yvonne wasn't born yet.
She didn't have no children. She just kind of hung.
That's before Yvonne was ever born.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, that's Yvonne.
That's been 21 years ago.
Yeah, that was a long time ago. It was before Yvonne was born. She's your great-granddaughter, right, that was here yesterday with us. Now, as far as you can remember, what was some of your favorite or happiest childhood moments? What were some things that happened to you that made you very happy? Can you remember something that made you real happy when you were little? Yeah, what made you very happy? Can you remember?
Food could make me happy more than anything.
What did?
When I get some good to eat, maybe.
Oh, food. Yeah. Something good to eat made you happy. You like to eat, right?
Yes, ma'am. I like to eat.
What did you like to eat the best? What was your favorite food? What did you really like to eat?
Well, I like vegetables.
Oh, you like vegetables.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I like vegetables. And sometimes cakes, pies, something like that. My mom always cooked some on Sundays.
She always cook what?
I said, my mom always cooks some cake and pie and butter on Saturday, so we have some for Sunday.
On Saturday, for Sunday
yes,
dinner.
Yes, ma'am.
Uh-huh. So the Sunday was special then, because you had special food to eat?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, that's good. When you were a child, did you have any feelings about being black? How did you feel about being black? About being black, about being a colored person. Did you have any feelings about it?
I didn't have no feelings.
Okay.
Because my parents were black, and I know couldn't be no best black black. If I was anything else, I know I wouldn't come in the world as honest.
That's right. No. That's a good way of putting it. You wouldn't come in the world as honest. That's right. You had black parents that you expected to be. That's
my
right.
My mother had 12 children. Every one of them black.
Every one of them black. Yes, ma'am.
My mother had 18 and all her was black.
That's right. Who was that? Her grandma?
My mother-in-law.
Oh, your mother-in-law had 18. Yes, ma'am. When you were a child, how did you feel about whites, or did you have any feelings?
I thought the mother didn't want to call them, or the treatment, the same thing. And they arrived, so they got up there, and I stayed right up here for my niece now. And she would take my babies, and she'd take my baby and keep them. And I would cook for her and wash for her, or keep my children. Right. So I went, did the favor farm, and I had to work every day. Yes, ma'am. And she kept my children.
Right, and you were pointing out the window right next door,
yes,
right.
Yes, ma'am. She's just like a mother to me, because she kept my children and kept the same. And then when her grandchildren come in, I kept her grandchildren when she was there.
Right, so you did things together.
Yes, ma'am. We did work, just work together, just like two sisters.
That's wonderful. If there's one thing about your life that you could change, one thing, or what would that be if you could change about your life? If you could change your life, Mrs. Brown, in any way, what would it have been? Can you think of something you'd have changed?
If I would change from where I'm at now?
Well,
during
your life.
Uh-huh. I did change.
Any time in your life, if there's something you could have changed, is there one thing you would have changed?
Well, I tell you, Johnny Church, and I was converted.
Oh, I see. Well, I'm not talking about that. Now, you did join the church, and you feel that changed you because you were converted. So
well,
you were changed then.
I was converted. I didn't go up and get a preacher by hand. They had us to go to the Mormon bench.
He had you go where?
To the Mormon bench. We converted at the Mormon bench. We had to get up and tell it ourselves.
Oh, you converted yourself at the bench?
At the Mormon bench and the church.
Oh, I see.
Yes, ma'am.
And you changed yourselves at the bench.
That changed my life.
And you feel that changed your life. Mm-hmm. When you joined the church, you changed your life.
I've been in the church since I was 15.
So you feel that since you were 15, you did change your life by joining the church. Well, that's lovely. You really feel strongly about that, I'm sure. Was there any other thing that you would have done to change your life that you didn't do, though?
Oh, I can't think now.
Can't think of anything like that. But
that's
beautiful that you feel that you did change your life, though, by going to the bench. And what did you do, make a vow to the minister, or?
We get up and tell ourselves. We stayed there until we converted, and we got up and we had to tell that our ancestors. We had made no vow to the preacher.
Uh-huh.
We made to the whole church.
You made a vow to yourself and to the whole church?
Yes, ma'am.
Yourself. I see.
Wouldn't let children not go up there and preacher shake hands with them, sit them back and write their name on it.
Right.
They knew you was converted
when you were coming up, you felt you were really converted and you really gave your life to right. Christ and to God and different than from today.
That's right.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. That's real interesting. Is there anything else that you'd like to share with me or tell me? Okay. Well, I really appreciate your giving me your time, and I'm glad we could finish up today.
And, it's a lady in town. You ain't got put her name right. Dora.
Oh, yes. You told me about her yesterday.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You got
Yeah.
Dora Brown is my niece.
Dora Brown is your niece.
And this old lady, same, she takes care of this old lady.
And she takes care of an old lady for
yes,
her.
Ma'am.
Okay. Well, listen, thank you very much for your time. I appreciate it. And
yes,
I think
ma'am.
We have some good things.
Hey, Anson, come by to see me. I won't be here long, though.
Oh, well, I'll try to get by to see you then.
All right.
Thank you.
And I shall thank you.
Well, thank you, too.